You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the major update. The government is developing a Labour Welfare and Employment Index, LWEI, which would rank states, union territories on parameters of employment, labour welfare, social security coverage and productivity. Through the index, it aims to encourage healthy competition between the states and enhance ease of doing business, official sources told Financial Express. The Labour Ministry is likely to unveil the LWEI in a few weeks after consultations with the states, NITI Aayog, the International Labour Organization, ILO and other union ministries. The sources added. An official said the index would ensure uniformity in labor laws implementations across states and will have the broader objective of improving labor welfare. The plan may be announced by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in her budget speech. Moving on, the Adani Group plans to invest ₹1.3 trillion in FY25 across its businesses, said Jugeshinder Robbie Singh, Group Chief Financial Officer, on Tuesday. Bulk of the investment will be made in the airport and green energy sector, added Singh. The funding plan of these projects includes raising equity capital of up to ₹3 billion or ₹25,000 crore across Adani Enterprises and other group portfolio companies, he said. Adani Enterprises and Adani Transmission have already taken shareholders' clearances to sell shares to investors. The group is planning to refinance debt worth ₹3 billion in the ongoing year. The CFO also said some of the notices sent by the SEBI last month to group firms, citing alleged regularity lapses, as trivial in nature. In other news, the country's auto companies have taken a super fast track on the road to expansion. In an indication of how confident they are about the demand trajectory, they have committed close to ₹3 trillion investments in the next 7 to 10 years. CRISIL estimates that around ₹85,000 crore will be spent by FY26. That's about 1.6 times the investments of ₹53,000 crore in the last three financial years. The spends are not surprising, given that CRISIL estimates demand for passenger vehicles to grow at a compound of 4.5 to 6.5% between FY24 and FY29 to reach 5.2 to 5.7 million units. Electric vehicles, EVs, are becoming increasingly popular. Sales in FY24 at 1.67 million were 21% higher than in FY23. Meanwhile, telecom operators Reliance Jio, Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea on Tuesday placed bids worth ₹11,164 crore, which was the first day of spectrum auctions, against airwaves worth ₹96,000 crore, which are up for sale. This means out of the total spectrum of 10,523 MHz on sale, only 131 MHz, 1.2%. However, with demand seen in the 18,000 MHz band in West Bengal, Bihar, MP and UP East circles, 900 MHz in Punjab, Rajasthan, UP East and West Bengal, the auction is expected to continue for a few more days. While the proceeds on the first day is higher than government's internal estimate of around ₹10,000 crore, it's nearer the lower band estimate of around ₹14,000 crore by analysts. Up next, Wipro saw a sharp decline in its female workforce, shrinking to 68,231 employees in the fiscal year 2024 from 90,000 to 721 in the previous year, a drop of 22,490 employees, according to the company's annual report. The decline coincides with Wipro's overall workforce reduction, which saw a year-on-year decrease of 24,516 employees, bringing their total headcount to 234,054 as of March 31st. This downturn reflects broader industry trends, where Wipro experienced a consecutive quarterly decline over the past five quarters, marking a significant departure from previous years of steady growth. Wipro is not alone in facing a reduction in workforce diversity. Industry peers such as Infosys and Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, also reported declines in their female employee numbers and their overall headcount. Moving ahead, exporters have called for a government-led initiative to develop an India-based shipping line of global standing. This would reduce the shipping costs and help sharpen Indian exports' competitiveness in the global markets, they feel. According to Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIEO, India remitted $109 billion as transport service charges in 2020, and with rising exports, it could touch to $200 billion as exports touch $1 trillion by 2030. The meeting with the trade and services sector also sought participation of export promotion councils for marine, leather, and gems and jewelry, National Association of Software and Services Companies, NASSCOM, Federation of Hotel and Restaurants Association of India, FHRAI, and regional chambers of commerce and industry also participated in the meeting. Lastly, let's take a look at the key stocks for today. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a negative opening on Wednesday. GIFT Nifty traded down by 36 points or 0.15% at 23,684.50, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 183.45 points or 0.78% to settle at 23,721.30. While the BSE Sensex gained 712.44 points or 0.92% to 78,053.52. Here's a look at key stocks to watch and trade. Telecom stocks: Coforge, Mazagon Dock, ICICI Bank, CE Infosystem, Adani Ports, DEE Development Engineers. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.